Engaging sermons on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and Judah. In those days, in that time, I will raise up for David a just shoot. He shall do what is right and just in the land. In those days, Judah shall be safe, and Jerusalem shall dwell secure. This is what they shall call her, the Lord our justice. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. To you, O Lord, I lift my soul. To you, O Lord, I lift my soul. Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Savior, and for you I wait all the day. To you, O Lord, I lift my soul. Good and upright is the Lord. Thus he shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice. He teaches the humble his way. To you, O Lord, I lift my soul. All the paths of the Lord are kindness and constancy towards those who keep his covenant and his decrees. The friendship of the Lord is with those who fear him, and his covenant for their instruction. To you, O Lord, I lift my soul. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we have for you, so as to strengthen your hearts to be blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his holy ones. Amen. Finally, brothers and sisters, we earnestly ask and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us how you should conduct yourselves to please God, and as you are conducting yourselves, you do so even more. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Show us, Lord, your love and grant us your salvation. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Happy Advent, my friends. We begin today a new year of the Church's year-long celebration of the mysteries of salvation, the liturgical year. begins with this season of Christ's coming. The Sundays are categorized by, it's a three-year cycle, by year A, B, and C. We have just now begun year C. And the readings are different in each of those 3 years. But the theme is the same. Again, Advent meaning in Latin, the coming of Christ. And coming to, actually, coming to the world, coming to us, even though he doesn't have to. And that's the first thing we keep in mind about this coming, this great theme of Christ's coming, is that it's completely free on his part. It's an act of free love from him. He didn't have to do it. Nothing inside him compels him. Nothing from the outside compels him to come to us, to share his life with us. He does it completely freely, and he wants a completely free response from us in return. Complete freedom. Lord, I choose you. I love you. I come to you. In fact, listen what we heard in that first opening prayer. May your faithful, we pray, resolve, give us the resolve to run forth to meet your Christ. Isn't that a great way of putting it? We are not just to choose Christ. We are to choose him with eagerness. We are to run to him. He comes freely. We, in turn, freely come to him. And we run to him. That eagerness requires focus. And so we heard in the gospel here about a possibility of the anxieties of life blurring us, distracting us from this coming, for which we have to be ready, towards which we have to run with eagerness. Doesn't that word of Jesus here from Luke 21 remind you of the parable of the sowing of the seed? Some of it got choked out by weeds, representing the distractions and anxieties of life. Stay focused on Christ. Amidst the different problems that there are, pay attention to what those problems are in the world, but let them be stepping stones to always bring you back to the point of focus, which is Christ Jesus, who is coming. And the fact that he's coming then gives us confidence that those evils that we are paying attention to and we are assessing and we are responding to, nevertheless, we'll never have the victory. We'll never have the last word. Those evils are already defeated. Because the Christ who comes, and this is the second key point we have to understand as we begin this season, has come already. It's not like we pretend that he hasn't come already. We know that he has come already. Otherwise, we wouldn't be his disciples. But his coming is a constantly repeated action that in time, in the time that we have in this life, we can always receive more of. So it's a coming that is, first of all, rooted at an historical point in history, and that's why it's the year 2021, about to be 2022. We measure our calendars by the coming of Christ. But then he comes to us specifically. Now, he came to you and me at a specific point in time also when we were baptized. He comes to us at all the specific times of the sacraments. When we receive his absolution, he's coming to us. When we receive his body and blood in the Eucharist, he's coming to us. When we received him in that once-in-a-lifetime sacrament, confirmation, he came to us in his spirit. He comes to us at all these sacramental moments, and then he comes to us at other moments of grace, of prayer, of reading scripture, of gaining some kind of spiritual insight, of having some kind of spiritual experience. Maybe it's a negative experience, maybe it's a positive one, but experiences in which we encounter him, often by surprise. He comes to us constantly. And what the first part of this Advent season focuses on is that he will come again in glory at the end of time. We say it every week in the Creed. We look forward. Not just we believe that he will come, but we look forward to it. We long for it. Because when he comes, we run to him, both in his coming in this life and his coming at the end of time. We run to him when he comes. Why? Because he gives us the victory that we are longing for. He gives us the fulfillment of all our hopes and desires. He gives us the answer to all our questions. Jesus said, on that day, when you see me face to face, you will have no more questions to ask me. He comes as the answer to our questions, the fulfillment of our hopes, the victor over all that afflicts us, over all the evils, and we mean all of them. Physical challenges in this life with sickness and disease and weakness, spiritual challenges, temptation and sin, sins of the past that haunt us, temptations in the future that threaten us. He comes. He comes as the one who brings victory in our struggles in the world, specifically the culture of death. He comes as the one who destroys the power of death, the power of abortion, and other evils like this that we are fighting against constantly because we believe in the one who comes. And so the command at the beginning of this Advent season, you heard it again in this gospel passage, is be vigilant. A vigil is a service at night when we watch for the dawning of the day. We watch. We are alert. We stay awake. We are watching. We are focused, not distracted, not falling asleep, not drowsy. The reading talks about drowsiness and is using that as a symbol for sinful activity that distracts us from the one where we find real happiness, real joy, true fulfillment. Be vigilant. Always be watching for the coming of Christ in all your different activities. How are my decisions leading me closer to him? What opportunities do I have to love, to serve, to forgive, to bring life into the world, to defend life, to bring truth into the world, to proclaim the gospel? Vigilance. We're always watching. We've got a radar constantly going. Where can I do more good? Where can I spread more truth? Where can I defend more life? Where can I find Christ? This is how we celebrate Advent. Brothers and sisters, I hope you are following me on the various social media platforms because I posted there today the sunrise, just about 10 minutes before sunrise. Here at my office in Florida, the sky was purple. And I put on the post that is why purple is the color of Advent. It's the sky just before the coming of the sun. It's the anticipation of the coming of the light of the world, Christ Jesus. Advent, come Lord Jesus, come. We are not just waiting for you, but we have the signs of your coming, the promise of your coming. He is coming again. As Advent progresses, we will focus on the historical event of his first coming when he is born at Christmas. But he is coming back on a day that we do not know, when every eye will see him, even of those who pierced him, Scripture says. And on that day, the dead will be raised, all nations will be judged, good and evil will be completely separated one from another. In this life, they all kind of mix together. Death will be conquered, and the fullness of eternal life will blossom in us. We have it now already. We've already started our eternal life. It's the life of God in us now, by faith, by grace. But then we'll be fully blossomed. We will be in our bodies. We will be our bodies once again, not just our souls. He is coming back. We proclaim His coming. We long for it. And in the meantime, we're very active preparing the world for that coming. And that, again, is one of the reasons why we work for justice, for peace, for pro-life. We want to prepare a world that is suitable for the coming of the one who made it, the one who saves it, the one who is the moral law that we follow and the life that we seek. So happy Advent. Come, Lord Jesus, let us long for, run to, proclaim, prepare for, and be vigilant about this coming of Christ. It is real. It is the answer to every problem. And it is the gift of Christmas. Amen.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.